The girl does look like Justin. Posts pictures from Justin's house. He possibly does have a daughter, however, nothing has been confirmed.
Britney Spears confirms that Justin Timberlake broke up with her via text. She did contemplate on quitting the music industry. Britney said, "I felt like I had been exploited, set up in front of the whole world.
It was important that no one find out about the pregnancy or the unaliving, which meant doing everything at home."
Let's get into it.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome back to the Let's Get Into It podcast hosted by me, Sloan. And today we have a very different kind of episode because our guest episode is a little bit delayed. We've got a very special guest coming on to the podcast. So I thought I would just join you guys, just, you know, myself, and then talk a little bit about this Britney book, some of the revelations and some of the conspiracies stemming from the book. I also want to talk a little bit about myself and what's going on in my life because you guys are nosy and you like to know, and I kind of want to share and open up. So let's go ahead and start off by talking about this book, which has made record sales. Britney's memoir has been out for one day and has outsold every celebrity memoir to date. I'll be honest with you guys, I haven't read a book in a long time, and I'm not much of a reader. Comment below if you guys read books. Every time I meet someone who reads a book, it's like a green flag. Like, I purposely date people who read books because I feel like they are just like more in tune with themselves and their intellect. But for me, I am an audiobook type of boy, and that's what I consumed yesterday on my plane flight. As you guys can see, I am in a hotel room right now in New York City, and the book itself was actually narrated by an actress named Michelle Williams, who is very successful and going to be even more successful after this book is awarded, because her read was perfect. And honestly, like, as I was listening to it, she kind of sounds like Britney. I don't know if she was like mimicking Britney's voice or what. She must have been doing it in some ways, because I kept forgetting that this wasn't Britney reading the book. When I was reading some of the reviews, I was a little taken back, because at first, they were all pretty negative, and not in like a, oh, this is a bad book kind of way, but the book, the story itself is so sad. Like, throughout my plane flight, I was listening to it, and it's like almost every single story told is like tragic, which I think that's the purpose of this book, is to kind of like relive all of these terrible events in her life, because we see these celebrities, they live these like glamorous pop star lives, when in fact they are going through a lot more. And that's kind of what Britney shared. And she opened up from moments in her childhood to where her grandma passed away, to watching her dad, you know, become this sick alcoholic. There are bombshells about her dating life, about her sister. She even ends the book by speaking about her marriage to Sam Asghari, which you guys know is no longer a thing. She was actually really nice to Sam in the book, so I kind of feel like there needs to be like a follow-up with a few different chapters to kind of like really tell us what he's about. But before we talk about Justin Timberlake and his secret daughter, I want to bring up the fact that Lou M. Taylor, the founder of TriStar Sports and Entertainment was mentioned in Britney's book several times. I was shook when she mentioned Liam Taylor, because Liam Taylor, if you guys have been following my story, she has sent me so many cease and desist letters. She's tried everything in her power to disconnect herself from Britney's conservatorship, when in fact, Britney, points the finger in the book and says, no, you are the woman who put me through this. She also called out Lou's employees like Robin Greenhill and called out her own father for owing Lou and Taylor money. So Lou and Taylor really is the mastermind behind this conservatorship. I know she hates when I say that because she always cease and desist me, but it's the truth. Either way, I feel like the woman in me is such a special story. It is so dark. It's so morbid. And, a lot of the reviews, they kind of complained at how bleak and negative everything was. But in my mind, I feel like this was her way to kind of show the world that she's not perfect, that she's gone through hell and back, and she's still standing. So personally, I'm a big fan of it. You guys know, as I said, I'm not much of a reader, but I kind of want to get the hard copy and just read it again, because I feel like it's going to be even a different experience. My boyfriend, he couldn't get the audiobook to work on the plane. So I was enjoying the book, looking over it, gasping at him. And he was oh, I wish I could listen to it too. But I was, re-listening to it with him last night, and there's so much to this story. It's about a 5.5 hour audiobook read that I, even though I've listened to it once, listening to it again with him, I was picking up on other things. So I kind of want to go through and highlight and make notes, because keep in mind that this book received a lot of legal threats. People wanted to stop Britney from putting out this book. There were a solid, 30 to 60 pages, I believe, that were removed from the book. So there's more to this story, and I wonder how much darker it got that people would go and try to silence Britney when she's sharing her story. And I must admit, I think a lot of people were scared, obviously, for this book to come out, but it wasn't hateful. Britney was never hateful to anyone in the book. She really just shared her story from her perspective, and I think that's valid. Now let's get into a conspiracy I was gonna post about on my main channel, but I'm going to share it with you guys, because Justin Timberlake might have a secret Timberlake child out there, even though he pushed Britney to go and have an and to lose their child. He has another daughter allegedly out there. So some of the biggest revelations from the book is the fact that Justin Timberlake asked Britney to get rid of their baby. And that's something she opens up about in her book. She also just kind of talks about how Justin screwed her over with Christina Aguilera and so many other people, and tried to frame her as some, that cheats on him, when he was sleeping around with 6 or 7 other women while they were together. And Britney just she looked away. She didn't pay attention to it. She knew that they both loved each other. And I think that she just loved Justin so much more than he ever loved her. He clearly saw an opportunity within Britney and her celebrity, and he wanted to go and have a solo career. So using her and as a stepping stool, leveraging her fame that she already has, put him into stardom. Britney had her own reactions to Cry Me a River by putting out a song titled Every Time, which is supposedly about her losing the baby with Justin. And it's a really, it's probably Britney's saddest song. It's also a really sad video when you see that, oh, this is referencing an abortion. Britney goes into detail in her book about how this was the most painful experience she ever had in her life. Laying down on the floor, I believe actually she was in the shower at some point, in so much pain, as Justin was there stringing on his guitar and trying to comfort her, she really couldn't find any comfort at all. And she still really can't find comfort to this day, because it seems like she is regretful that she went through that procedure, for Justin. It really was for Justin, because she never wanted to do it. But now let's talk a little bit about this conspiracy involving Iris Timberlake. Iris Timberlake. Interesting. So supposedly Iris was born in 2002, which is only 2 years after Justin pushed Britney to lose her child. When it comes to Iris, we don't know much about who she is, where she's from, not a lot of detail, but we have tried to look through the internet for any clues. And there is a picture of a birth certificate, and supposedly Justin had actually signed this birth certificate. So what's different about Iris's situation opposed to Brittany's? I mean, supposedly Iris has actually posted Justin several times on her page. Her, you know, at a wedding with Justin, her playing golf with her father, calling him Zaddy, which, maybe that's like a Gen, whatever, the newest, is it Gen Z? Gen X? Millennial? No, Gen Z. Maybe that's a Gen Z thing to call your dad Zaddy, but I feel like Daddy and Zaddy are kind of like what you reserve for your boyfriends, like not to get weird, but like, okay, yeah, I guess that's her Zaddy. Supposedly, Justin wants to hide Iris, wants to pay them off and keep them quiet. But you really can't, like, push down a young woman. She wants to post on social media. She wants to have her father figure in her life. And there have actually been videos posted to the internet of supposedly Iris there at weddings with her father, Justin Timberlake, dancing around and acting like there isn't any problem. As you guys can see, it's a blurry video, but they are dancing in the crowd, and supposedly this is Iris with her father. Last year, there was an anonymous post on Reddit claiming that they were the secret daughter of a celebrity and they wanted to expose him. When people started guessing Justin Timberlake, the post was deleted. Now, I don't know why Iris would want to go and post Justin Timberlake and expose him. I'm sure there are plenty of NDAs involved. But in my opinion, she's probably just a 21-year-old girl who wants to be seen. And, you know, having the clout of her father being Justin Timberlake, that's hard to ignore. There are several videos and photos that have surfaced within the past year of a girl claiming to be Justin Timberlake's 21-year-old daughter. There are several photos and videos that have been taken and posted onto social media that appear to be at his LA and Montana home. There are comparison photos of the interior and exterior from where Iris has posted opposed to where Justin has shared. But not only that, she also has photos with his sons, which that's like huge right there. I feel like celebrities are very protective over their kids. So if this like random 21-year-old was like a big fan and trying to get into the family, he's not going to allow them around his kids. But if that's his other daughter, if that's, you know, the children's stepsister, then she's allowed. We've seen Iris post on Snapchat of Justin and his kid Phineas. Plus, Iris looks a lot like Justin in her face. Her mother is supposedly unknown, which I think is very interesting. However, pictures of her and Justin have come out, including at a hotel, backstage, and in a car. Supposedly, this is a picture of Iris's mother with Justin back in 2001. And this girl, Iris, supposedly knows Justin's exact whereabouts and has posted before he's even at places. So if he's got a gig somewhere, she will happen to be there and to be posting there before he's even arrived. As I mentioned earlier, we have seen a copy of a birth certificate. We can't really, like, you know, verify this. But supposedly this birth certificate, an NDA, and child support papers have all appeared on social media, but the posts keep getting taken down, which is suspicious. Now, I think it's pretty hard to hide a secret daughter, but we've seen it before. We've seen Jay-Z hide his daughter in, I believe, Baltimore, and she's spoken out against him as well. We've actually talked about this before in a video. And I guess there was a photo of Justin Timberlake's lock screen that was posted on social media. You can see that it's just him with his own family, and Iris actually commented and said that she would be in those photos and that she was on that trip, but she's not allowed to be in any family photos because there's evidence. It seems like Iris doesn't have a good relationship with her mother either. She lives with her mother in LA, but has access to Justin's home when he's not there. There has been a bizarre postcard that has gone viral on social media, which claimed that Justin has a secret child that he pays off a lot of money. It's a postcard with a lot of different faces on it. We've got Leonardo DiCaprio, we've got Nick Lachey, and it writes, "One of these men is the father. He pays me a lot to keep it a secret." And of course, Justin's face is right there, so a lot of people believe that this is Iris trying to send out a message. As I mentioned, this is a conspiracy theory, but there's a lot of little tidbits of information out there. And supposedly, Iris is like, you know, 21 years old and acting out. And there have been text messages shared where she's been fighting with her mother about it. There are text messages that supposedly prove that Justin is Iris's father. The mom is allegedly threatening to kick out Iris and says, "Don't think because just of who your father is that you're too good." I guess Iris has allowed Justin Timberlake being her father to get to her head, and her mother checked her in these text messages. In these messages, it looks like Iris doesn't take accountability for anything and blames everyone else. She has a habit of lying to her mother's face and blaming others for things that she's done. I feel like maybe because Iris causes so much drama every single day and is very argumentative that Justin doesn't allow her to live with him full time. Justin enables the bad behavior by continually giving her money and booking vacations she can go on. When she's at her mother's house, she neglects any household tasks and is very disrespectful and mouthy. What we've gathered is that Justin's main house is in Montana, where he and his wife and his sons live. Iris doesn't like Montana because she doesn't have any friends there, so she lives with her mother in LA and has access to Justin's LA property. And obviously that's a lot to take in, and who knows where these text messages came from, but this conspiracy theory is interesting because we've got a lot of depth in some receipts, and then we have a lot of open questions, like, who's this mother? How did Justin meet her? Like, why, how, if the NDA is so good, then why is Iris even speaking on it? And I think if this is all true, it's because Iris seems to have a love-hate relationship with her dad. For example, she allegedly wrote this diss track about how hard it is to see him post pictures of his other kids for Father's Day.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
There have also been other posts on Snapchat. For example, it looks like Iris was very sad when she found out Justin didn't want to be the father with Britney. Quote, sounds familiar. She also posted this video using Britney's song, Every Time. Now, this is supposedly from Iris, and she writes, Justin didn't want to be a father. Sounds familiar, real familiar. My mom always used, I wish I would have aborted you against me. To think my dad would have been fine with it, he doesn't care about me at all. He didn't want me. My phone screen is wet from all the tears, but he does not care. I've been crying for the past 20 minutes. Nobody understands the turmoil. An abortion on you until you go through one. We went through one in 2020. I went through one in 2020. I think my PTSD, oh, that's like child PTSD, is kicking in, which is why I'm crying. And I totally get that. I mean, I think anyone who has any form of rejection from a parent really goes through it, because it's like a natural sense of like not wanting to be wanted, not desired by your own family. I mean, imagine if you're in the wild, like if we were like bears in the woods, and then you're like, mother bear just doesn't want you. It's like, yeah, that would be pretty depressing. We obviously can't confirm whether this conspiracy is true, but the evidence is evidencing. It appears that Justin Timberlake pushed Britney to have an abortion because he didn't want to be a father and had a secret child 2 years later. Here's a TikTok video breaking down this conspiracy and essentially what we know.
There is a birth certificate and child support paper circulating with his name on it. However, her mother remains blurred out. The girl does look like Justin, but there is no DNA test that has been taken. The girl posts pictures from Justin's house and around his neighborhood constantly. She knows his whereabouts before he's seen at places. She has unseen pics of the kids and Justin. There was a picture of her and Phineas and her and Silas. It's all very indicative that he possibly does have a daughter. However, nothing has been confirmed.
If he does have a secret daughter and he made Britney do that, then that is screwed. I want to keep in mind that Britney did in fact agree to, you know, having this procedure. So maybe Iris's secret mother, like, refused to do so. And that's on her. But yeah, Justin Timberlake, your skeletons are going to come out of the closet. It's Halloween time and they're about to zombie walk out of there. Either way, there's a lot of information about him that's not a conspiracy. Like the fact that he broke up with Britney through a text message. Page Six has figured out precisely how the breakup text went down. Apparently, it took place on the set of Overprotected, the Darch Child? I thought it said Dark Child when I heard it on the audiobook, but it's called Darch Child Remix, which was a video shoot in LA. This guy named Chris Applebaum actually was the director of this music video and said, "I was so happy that this person who was the biggest star in the world was everything I wanted her to be and more." But toward the end of the second day of filming, Britney suddenly went missing for 20 to 40 minutes. According to Page Six, Chris found Britney in her trailer dressed in a Juicy Couture sweatsuit covered in tears with smudged makeup. I can't imagine walking into the trailer and seeing Britney, like, you know, in her Juicy Couture, crying, all upset. I mean, I would feel like I would just, like, jump over and go and hug her and do anything to make her feel better. Britney showed her Motorola flip phone to Chris, saying, "I can't believe it. Look, it just happened." And the text message read, quote, "It's over!" Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Chris seemed to be very understanding of the situation, saying, "If you don't have it in you, I totally understand. But if you want to go out there and finish the last setup in the rain, you can show him that he just made the biggest effing mistake of his life." We need more Chris's in the world. He claims Britney responded saying, "You know that? That's a good idea. I'm going to show him that he blew the best thing he ever had." At this point, I don't think Britney was, like, that defeated because, like, you know, she wasn't in the she was defeated from the breakup, but she wasn't, like, through the conservatorship and had no hope. So I think she did have a little of, like, you know, spark in her to go and, like, finish it and to show him exactly, yeah, you screwed up. Like, how are you gonna screw over Britney Spears? I mean, I think that in the long run, clearly she's winning.
Britney Spears confirms that Justin Timberlake broke up with her via text. Director of the Overprotected music video confirms this and says it was a planned 24-hour shoot day. "We had one crew clock out after 12 hours and a new one clock in. At some point during the second shift, Brit disappeared and I went to her trailer to fetch her, only to discover her BF, Justin, had broken up with her via text message." Britney admits in the memoir that after she let the text soak in, she did contemplate on quitting the music industry. She goes on to say after the text message breakup that her father and her management team pushed her to do the infamous Diane Sawyer interview. Britney said, "I felt like I had been exploited, set up in front of the whole world."
I think Justin Timberlake is clearly a trash can of a man. Someone wrote on Twitter, "He told her not to have a baby, cheated on her, and then broke up with her through text message." Yeah, that's not a good look. I mean, if I was his wife, I would be a little concerned. Another person wrote, "Oh, that's why she was going so hard in the Overprotected music video. She came on set mad as hell and devoured." I don't think there's any other word but disgusting to describe this situation, especially in the fact that, like, she went through this procedure, she didn't want to do it, and he put her in a really compromising situation. Losing your child in this form, having a is very technical, yet they performed it at home in secrecy so the world couldn't find out. And that's part of the reason why Britney said it was so extremely painful. She wrote, "We also decided on something that in retrospect wound up being, in my view, wrong. And that was that I should not go to a doctor or a hospital to have the procedure. It was important that no one find out about the pregnancy or the abortion, which meant doing everything at home." Like, how do you even do that? I guess you take, like, the pill at home? Oh, it's so rough. On the appointed day when Britney took the little pills, she went to the bathroom and stayed there for hours, lying on the floor, sobbing and screaming. She describes unbelievable pain. Quote, "I went down on the ground on my knees, holding the toilet." And of course, Justin was there for her, but he wasn't really there for her. At one point, I guess he assumed that maybe music would help Britney Spears' quote, "Justin came into the bathroom and laid on the floor with me. At some point, he thought maybe music would help, so he got his guitar and laid there while strumming it. The pain continued. Still, they didn't take me to the hospital. The event left her messed up for a while, especially because she did love Justin so much. It was insane how much I loved him, and for me, it was unfortunate."
Because her religious beliefs and what she'd learned from her family also made it so that the unaliving wasn't something she would have initially considered. But the NSYNC star ultimately convinced her this would be the right choice for them. or the right choice for him, at least, since he didn't want to be a dad. She writes, if it had been left to me alone, I would have never done it. And yet Justin was so sure he didn't want to be a father. Now we're learning the lengths that they went to in order to keep this a secret for so long. First off, she didn't even tell her family. Wow. But more dangerously, per the outlet, the young couple agreed not to go to a doctor or a hospital to make sure that this pregnancy remained hush-hush. In her book, she recalls the pact she made with her fellow teen heartthrob, writing, it was important that no one find out about the pregnancy or the unaliving, which meant doing everything at home.
So Justin is not getting away with this, and at some point she actually writes about a time where she found out that he was cheating on her. Even though she does share this cheating story, she doesn't share who was the person that Justin was cheating with. TMZ wrote, in the book, we're told Brittany doesn't name the person whom Justin allegedly stepped out with. Saying the woman's name now would be embarrassing for that woman because she's got a family. But fans will inevitably find out because this is another fellow celebrity who, I guess, was hooking up with Justin and has moved on since then. Cough, cough, Christina Aguilera. I mean, personally, I think it's Christina Aguilera. They were so close after Britney and Justin had broken up. I wouldn't be surprised. But if it's not Christina Aguilera, maybe it's this person named Tonya, because I guess someone emailed me and told me that Justin actually cheated on Britney with their sister named Tonya. Now, I actually wasn't familiar with Tonya Mitchell until someone emailed me and told me that maybe this is the woman. So let's talk about who Tonya is and why she would be the one that Justin would cheat on Britney with. I mean, I don't think there's anything like, oh, special about Tonya. Not saying like, you know, Tonya's not special. Everyone's special, Tonya. You're special too. But I'm curious to what did she have that led him to cheat on his superstar girlfriend. An archived Star magazine article aligns the timeline of affairs with this woman named Tonya Mitchell. Tonya is a former pop singer who was active from 1992 through 2002. She was passionate about singing from a very young age and would perform with her father, Cowboy Louie, who worked as a magician. But her real break came when Justin Timberlake's grandfather, Bill Bomar, heard her singing in 1998 and offered to give her the career that she deserved. You guys know nepotism is real, but when you really start learning about these celebrities, you see how apparent it is. Like, I didn't know Justin Timberlake was a nepo baby as well. But Tonya signed with Justin's grandfather's management, and she had a deal with the family. She actually went on a radio tour and was the opening act during the NSYNC's Pop Odyssey Stadium tour. Her father was a big part of her deal, and supposedly when he passed away, their deal was done. I'm not entirely sure what kind of relationship, you know, her magician father, Cowboy Louie, had with the management firm to the point where he would die and they would kick her to the street, but that's supposedly what happened. She tried to revive her career a few years later, but ultimately failed. Britney hasn't offered the names of the individuals Justin cheated on her with. Many have done the math, though, and have discovered this article, which it seems like Tonya was getting it with Justin Timberlake. Quote, Britney and Justin ended up having a huge fight over Tonya, and things were never the same between them after that. Because there's so much speculation surrounding Tonya's name, people have been talking about her on the internet, and actually her child decided to make a TikTok and set the record straight.
And having a long-term side piece.
That is Tonya Jean Mitchell. And I know her personally because she is my mother. You can fact check this. I am the only one of her children that is listed on her IMDb, her Wikipedia, shit like that. My name is Scarlett. I was born March 23rd, 2004. I was born to Jason Essery, but I am super devastated because none of this is true. I wish Justin Timberlake was my dad. That would be so fucking cool. But she just walked in here and showed me this video. Like, I am on the toilet. She just walked in to show me this video, and I am dying. I am dying. This is so good.
So, of course, Justin is going through it at home because of all these accusations. Supposedly, his team has said that Justin will always be supportive of Britney and all of her endeavors, but he's trying to distance himself from her book. I'm sure he is. Quote, it's not something he's focusing on too much in terms of anything she might discuss when it comes to their former relationship. But supposedly Justin is very curious into what she will reveal from their relationship. quote, it's eating at him. But honestly, even though Justin Timberlake is a piece of shit, I don't think that, like, she really purposely went after him. One person said that this book isn't a takedown. It's just, you know, Britney having a chance to tell her empowering story. And that's exactly what it is. It's an empowering story. But I want to hear what you guys think about this conspiracy and your thoughts on the whole Justin Timberlake situation in the comments below. Let's just, like, switch gears and spend, like, the last, like, 10 minutes, like, talking about life. Like, do you guys want to do that? So, I usually give you guys, like, life updates, and I don't think I've done one since, like, the Coachella thing. Also, okay, let's bring up the Mike the Situation. So, you guys may remember that Mike the Situation created, like, a fake nude of me, allegedly, with his wife, and they sent it to my family, and it was pretty traumatic. He blocked me on all social media. He also blocked, like, a lot of my close friends and family. He turned off his comments, and you guys were so supportive. Of course, I hit up my lawyers, and the reason why I haven't really addressed this is that we're trying to keep it, like, under wraps. But, yeah, I'm okay. I think, like, honestly, you know, I've been doing this for, like, almost 3 years, and you kind of get numb to these things. And even though it was really scary and disturbing, and the fact that, like, my dad and my sister had to see, like, a fake nude of me for multiple hours before I can get to them, that's pretty traumatizing. But, like, I'm just so numb to these celebrities coming after me. I mean, Sean Kingston was DMing me. We've had, you know, Drake Bell coming after me. We've had Nick Carter. We've had so many different people that at this point there's really, like, nothing. I'm scared of some things, but, like, when I was, like, first starting off and I started, like, getting, you know, cease and desist letters and threats and, like, you know, celebrities or influencers hitting me up, it would eat me alive. Like, I would, like, Sloan, like, 2 years ago, if stuff like this happened, I would be in that bed for days. Like, just cannot even get up because I'm so sick, depressed. Nowadays, it's kind of like I expect this, but I still get surprised. Like, that nude picture was very surprising, and there's no doubt in my mind that they did that because of the video I made about Mike's father, which really wasn't that serious. Last time I gave you guys a life update, I think I was talking about, like, my relationship that I was cheated on at Coachella, which some of you guys were so nice about that. Some people came up to me in person, were, like, you know, offering their support. And then other people are so mean. I get messages, like, all the time of people saying, like, you deserve to be cheated on. Oh, your new boyfriend's cheating on you, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, I do have a new boyfriend. I think you guys are aware of this as well because I've mentioned it in a few of my videos. But my ex cheated on me at Coachella, and then afterwards, I mean, honestly, I was pretty relieved because it was a really toxic relationship, and I had never been in a relationship like that to where I, you know, my morals were, like, kind of compromised in a way. And, you know, we talk about, like, abusive relationships and stuff on this channel all the time, and it's crazy that, like, someone can be so knowledgeable in this kind of subject or these kind of stories, yet find themselves in that position and maybe not even realize it, or maybe realize it and feel like they deserved it. And that's kind of, like, where I was at. And to be honest, like, there were a lot of other factors, like, I mean, the cheating, but there's also the other stuff that I don't want to, like, list online. I mean, to be honest, I should have known about this because my ex-partner went to jail for his ex-boyfriend, so I should have been a little bit more aware. I remember when I found out he was going to therapy, I was like, oh, that's, like, so, like, you know, that's, like, kind of like the reading books, you know, green flag. Oh, they go to therapy, that's a green flag. Until I found out it was court ordered, and I was like, oh, that's because you, like, committed a crime. Anyways, I was, like, supporting that relationship completely, like, financially. I just felt like such a loser. So honestly, getting cheated on, it was one of the most difficult things that have happened in my life, but it made me a lot harder as a person. Like, I feel like now it's a lot more difficult to hurt me, and I kind of got my guard up, and it's sad, but it's also necessary. I think that's a part of adulthood, is, like, going through this pain and then realizing, like, yeah, I can survive it. And, you know, if my current boyfriend were to do that to me, then I would be okay. But he's a lot different. He's a lot different than my ex-boyfriend. I mean, he's 10 years older than I am. My last ex was, like, a couple years younger than me. And to be honest, I think that I'm way more, I know that I'm more compatible with my current boyfriend. We started dating at the end of May was our first date. And then we didn't officially start dating until, like, July. I think it was, like, July 21st. And then since then, we've been official, but there have been a lot of changes in my life. He actually was living in LA only like a block away from me. I met him on Hinge, which if you guys are like trying to find someone to date, like Hinge is where to go. Like that's where the good people are at. So I met him on Hinge. We started dating and we became very serious. We took trips together and then he got a really great job opportunity in San Francisco. So he moved from LA to San Francisco. Honestly, this month, like earlier this month, and a lot of people were like, oh, are you moving to San Francisco? And to be honest, like, I actually really like San Francisco. I, like, you know, I consume some conservative media, and usually they talk so much trash about San Francisco. I haven't seen those parts yet. I mean, being in New York City right now, it is scary being here. But, like, I haven't seen a lot of, like, the trashy parts of San Francisco. Everything I've seen has been super nice. It's very artsy. It's kind of a vibe. But I definitely won't be living there because, I actually just bought a place in LA. So I know we're in a different like studio space right now. I actually just bought something. So I'm excited about that. And I'm building out a studio within that condo. So I will have like my podcast studio and my YouTube room in one room. It's going to be like a nice studio set up. I'm going to pay some people to come in and actually like build it out and have like, you know, interviews in my home. So maybe not all of them. I feel like when I actually interview controversial people, I'll rent out a studio space, but I want to ultimately after this podcast series is over is to do something a little bit more solo. So actually, if you guys enjoyed this episode, let me know in the comments below. I feel like it's just kind of like an extended video, but I also feel like I can like share more about my personal life and stories. And I think that like one day I'm going to have a podcast that's like that, but I also am interested in doing like more mini series. Like I've had this one idea for a long time. I don't even want to share it. I don't think I will because I really don't want anyone to take it. Well, actually, could they take it? I don't know if they could. Well, I want to do this one series called Cease and Desist with Sloan and do like a 10-parter. And like, we'll go through each one of my cease and desist letters, like in each episode. So we'll have like a Bob Saget episode. We'll have like a TriStar Britney Spears episode. We'll go through with maybe just me or my legal consulting friend. And we'll kind of just like go through all of those and how these people have used different methods to try to silence me. I think that'd be a really cool project. And maybe that could be something that's part of this podcast series, just kind of like a series within a series. So I'm just trying to figure it out. I think like going into this space, it's very daunting. A lot of people have podcasts. A lot of podcasts with guests are hard to manage. So maybe we'll do like, you know, I'll handle a podcast episode on my own sometimes or whatnot. But I just want to hear what you guys think in the comments below. Your feedback really does help. I feel like when it comes to my main channel, we have it down to a science over there. So we'll keep the science sciencing. But I have so much creativity in me and I'm just so ready to go and put more content out there. You guys have given me so much confidence and so much love that there's no way I wouldn't want more. But I want to hear what you guys think in the comments below. Bunny, my dog, is currently with my parents because I am moving to this condo and I'm traveling a lot in the next 2 months. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to like leave her there. I'm going to have like the painters come into the condo. We're having like a wall built in there. So I'm going to let her go and hang out with my parents. My parents have like 5 dogs. So she's living her best life. Trust me. But I know a lot of people were probably like, where's your dog at? Like, I haven't seen Bunny around. She's around. She's just on a vacation, which she's 4 years old now. And there's been a few times where I've had to leave her for a couple months. I think last year in May, I left her for about 2 months. And then when I first got her, I left her when I went to Hawaii. So I think it's like kind of good for her, honestly, to go be somewhere else. I mean, every time someone watches her, they're like, give me your dog. She's the most well-behaved. She's the best dog. And I think it's because she's had so much life experience. She's lived on coast to coast. She's lived in different states. She's lived in like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like 8 different houses at a time. So she's done a lot and I think it's good for her. So please don't be worried about her because I am feeling super happy. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and a little life update. Comment below what you guys want me to talk about next. If you guys want more episodes like this or if you absolutely hate it, let me know in the comments below. But until next time, I'll see you in next week's episode. Bye guys.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience. and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.